Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Daniel, what's your reaction to the tie? Obviously, you walk away with the win, but what's the atmosphere like in the locker room? How are you feeling with the tie?
I think we're all pretty disappointed with the result. Certainly not the one we were looking for. So we'll go back to work and clean up a lot of things, but. Yeah, I think it's safe to say we're disappointed, but looking forward to getting back to work and working on the things we got to improve on.
In your 4th and 3 in overtime, did you feel like you want to have the ball in that chance, the offensively, 4th and 3 in overtime?
Yeah, I mean, I think those situations, you know, our coaches and you know, he's got a group of people who study those situations and make the best decision for us in the game situation, so. I understand that, and you know, we had a chance, got the ball back, had a chance to go down and kick it. So, yeah, I understand.
You mentioned you're disappointed in the result. How much do you almost view it as a loss? I mean, that's what it kind of sounds like when I'm listening to you talk about it.
Well, it's not a loss. It's not a win either. So I think, you know, you understand that part of it. But I think just disappointed that we could have played better, could have taken advantage of some situations and won the game. So that's the disappointing part, but it's not a loss. You know, I think we understand that, but we'll look to improve going forward.
And what was the feeling today on the legacy game with the fans? Can you describe it?
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere in there. You know, we felt the fan support and energy throughout the game, especially down the stretch there in the fourth quarter. So. We appreciate that, and you know, hats off to them for the energy and juice they brought all game.
Deep pass to Slayton. I guess that was the end of regulation. You guys had an opportunity there. What kind of happened there? What did you see from that play?
You talking about the one on the right side or the?
You know, down the center of the field. I think it was on first down when you got the ball back late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they let him go. I saw him and tried to. Try to get it to him there. Tough play, but I thought we had a chance to make it.
Can you take us through the emotions of the game from being down 10 early, taking the lead late, and then all the back and forth in overtime?
I mean, we got kind of dug a hole for ourselves to start the game going down 10, so that was tough. And I thought we, you know, finished the first half strong, clawing back and tying it up, and then. You know, started the second half well, but you know, didn't do enough down the stretch. We had plenty of opportunities and didn't convert on them. So, disappointing down the stretch for sure.
What happened on the third down play just before the fourth down? Looks like a miscommunication in the backfield.
Yeah, miscommunication. I gotta get us in the right. Situation, get us in the right play, and that's on me there.
What kind of happened there? So it looked like you were kind of trying to tell Richie something right before the play.
Yeah, like I said, I got to do a better job communicating that and making sure we're in the right play, in the right situation, and execute in those critical situations. So, I gotta be better there.
Where do you think the running game is at this point? Coming off. Two tough games, but maybe a little bit of improvement today. But what did you see from the running game?
I thought we ran it well for the most part. I thought the guys up front did well against a good front, you know, we were able to move the line of scrimmage and create some plays in the run game. So, each aspect of our offense, we'll go back and study it and see what we can work on. But I thought the guys up front played well.
How much pressure did you have going into overtime?
It's an important game. I think we all felt that, all understood what was at stake. But, I think you focus on what you got to do. You focus on executing. And, we all felt prepared for the situation.
Any more for Daniel? What does the tie mean for your playoff hopes? How do you view that?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that or looked at how that's going to affect us, but we're taking it one week at a time, and we got to clean up this film and look to improve, and then get ready to play our best ball next week. So that's what we're focused on.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.